3 at the same time tomorrow night, a quarter to 11. Well, now Claire Martin looks ahead to a special edition this weekend of Jazz Lineup, celebrating the music of Richard Rodney Bennett.
BBC Radio 3 pays tribute to a fascinating musician equally at home performing jazz as he was in the world of classical and film. Back in the year 2000, Richard Rodney Bennett and I performed together in an early edition of Jazz Lineup, and this weekend the programme pays tribute to him with excerpts from that collaboration and a performance of his Jazz Calendar Suite. Richard was an unforgettable and insightful interviewee, and I know he was thrilled with the performance the musicians delivered of this popular suite. Richard Rodney Bennett on Sunday night on Jazz Lineup at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock and in the studio here, ready to take you through to midnight 30, Max Reinhardt with this evening's edition of Late Junction. Max, over to you.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. And you know that famous raincoat you mentioned? You're going to need it when you cycle home.
Thank you.
Possibly the most intriguing gig that I ever played involved the Ever Quartet. Four amazing divas who emerged from Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares. It took place at a disused skating rink in Sofia. They'd agreed to perform some of their traditional repertoire with our electronic Afrobeat ensemble with absolutely no rehearsal. The home crowd erupted when their four star vocalists appeared in their national dress on stage high above the rink and delivered a Bulgarian Afrobeat tour de force. Well, here they are in a more fragile musical environment, joining French electronic musician and arranger Hector Zazou for what turned out to be his swan song.
snows, they melt the soul nest when the winds begin to sing. And the corn it ripens faster when the frosts are settling in. And when a woman tells me that my face she'll soon forget, before we part I'll wager corn she's fain to follow it yet. For the snows they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. And the swallow flies without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring goes and a winter blows, my love, she'll be fain for all her pride to follow me across the stormy main. They melt the soonest when the winds have begun to sing. And the bee that flew when summer's young and winter cannot sting. And I've seen a woman's anger melt between the night and morn. So it's surely not a harder thing to melt a woman's scorn. Don't you bid me farewell now, no farewell I'll receive. But you must lie with me, my lass, then kiss and take your leave. And I'll wait here till the woodcock calls and the martin takes the wing. For the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
The Snows, by Pentangle, who were hailed back in the late 60s and early 70s as a folk jazz supergroup. It's from their 1970 record, Solomon Seal, which their vocalist, Jackie McShee, reckons to be her favourite Pentangle album. As it goes, they split up the following year, but we're backing it and we'll be playing another track from it a little later on Lake Junction tonight. Do tweet in at BBC Radio 3, or you can email us at lakedockjunction@bbc.co.uk. While we're fishing in the waters of the 1960s, here's a diverting take on Lennon McCartney's Day Tripper by Shockabilly, a trio led by guitarist Eugene Chadbourne.
Hunting is not lightly called the world's most honored one. For long team watchers have won 10 world championships. Long team watchers have also won more honors for accuracy than any other kind. Long team, the world's most honored one, is a product of the long team Whitnor Watch.
You
Andrew Poppy's East Fragment from the Andrew Poppy on Zhang Tum Tum retrospective box set. He comments in the sleeve notes that at first people called his music systems music or process music, and then it became known for better or worse as minimalism. He added, "There are no sides, but for argument's sake, there are two sides of the record. Two sides of this here and now, your side and my side." That's a bit of a stopper, Andrew. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is Late Junction, right here and right now on BBC Radio 3. It's been heartbreaking to hear about the events that have been tearing Mali asunder over the last 18 months or so. Ngoni virtuoso Baseko Kiate's new record, Jamako, is his musical answer to the crisis, filled with lyrics that tell stories of successful resistance to provocation and invasion in Malian history, and he calls for peace. Lopa Katari featured a session with Baseku and his band Ngoni Ba last Friday night on World on 3, and there are still 2 days left to listen online. Check the World on 3 pages of the Radio 3 website, but that's for later. Right now, Baseku and Ngoni Ba duel with Taj Mahal and his guitar on this track, Poye De.
Yeah, just my brother.
Thank you.
Charlie Blues, yeah, Charlie Blues. Écoute, tous les jours, ce n'est pas les mêmes choses. Quand vous avez les blues, quand tout va avec les blues.
Thank you.
All the Vowels Missing by Splash Girl, a trio from Norway who recorded that track along with the rest of their album Field Day Rituals at the Avar studio in Seattle with Sun City Girls producer Randall Dunn at the controls. They said, "Randall got us to play some of the music as though it were classical jazz, which we haven't done for a long time. And it does indeed have a tremendous sound like some of the classic pre-electric Miles Davis albums of the late 60s. Had a very nice email in from Paul Kirkland, who says, "Great to hear that version of Day Tripper. How about playing the Residents' version of Satisfaction? I'll see if I can dig it out this fortnight on Lake Junction. And do check the Lake Junction homepage, because it's a veritable garden of delights. You'll find a complete playlist there, and you'll also be able to listen again to this programme as often as you like over the next 7 days. If you heard Nightwave tonight, they were talking about the Duchamp event at the Barbican, and it's on actually till June. Now, John Cage composed music for Marcel Duchamp for a sequence in surrealist, Dadaist filmmaker Hans Richter's Dreams That Money Can Buy that featured spinning objects designed by Duchamp. It sounds like a fascinating film. Check this. As he wonders how to pay the rent, Joe discovers that he can see the contents of his mind unfolding while staring into his own eyes in the mirror. Cage's piece for prepared piano music for Marcel Duchamp, performed here by Alexei Lubimov. Thank you.
Thank you.
My Lady Carey's Domp, performed by Claudio Brizzi on the clavi-organ, a hybrid instrument that unites the organ and the harpsichord in every possible combination, including the possibility of playing the harpsichord from the pedal board. Maybe you've heard some other rare hybrid instruments of an acoustic variety. Tell us about it here at Late Junction. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Before Claudio and the clavi organ, I played Intent by cellist Julia Kent. It's from Character, her album, which is released next month. Julia uses a palette of found sounds along with her cello to create her pieces. Much subtle looping, matches are struck, wine glasses rubbed, scratch of pen on paper, a detuned ancient auto harp, music as reverie. Let's leave the stillness behind for a while.
Thank you.
Yeah. On piano, Ethan Iverson, on upright bass, Reed Anderson, and on drums, David King. Very monk-like. That was The Bad Plus with Keep the Bugs Off Your Glass and the Bears Off Your Ass from their album These Are the Vistas. It was their first album released by a major label, and it's 10 years old this year. Before that, a quartet that brings together electric jazz, minimalism and Brazilian samba, bossa nova and street sounds. No end to the list. The Sao Paulo Underground. They played a wild and restless piece of tropicalist psychedelica called 668, and they've left me wanting to hear more. Regular listeners to Lake Junction might have heard me play quite a lot of Arthur Russell tunes in the last year, and there's something of that iconic musician-composer in this next piece. This is Matthew E. White, whose debut album has just been released, and it's one of those that just hits a spot from the opening bars. It would be good to hear from anyone who saw any of his live shows last month here in the UK. Matthew's from Richmond, Virginia, and he works with a host of local musos, choirs, horn and string players, you name it, and they create musical edifices just like this, One of These Days.
I know you can't help that your smile's the brightest. It's hard to look away, babe. It's hard to look away. Your eyes make peace like a river, and your eyes make love like an ocean. I can never look away. Oh, baby, I can never look away. You give me joy like a fountain deep down in my soul. You give me joy like a fountain deep down in my soul.
Sweetest thing that the Lord has ever made. One of these days.
Homage to Xenakis. That was composed and created by Kazuo Ihara at a workshop held in Tokyo in the 1980s where participants could make music using Xenakis' UPIC computerized composing tool. Now, the great man was in attendance and he made comments about each work that was presented. But Kazuo doesn't tell us what Xenakis thought about his own piece, which is what we just heard. Actually, Cyril Tawney never told the world what he thought about the Pentangles' version of Sally Free and Easy, either.
Took our silent love for in the spring. Well, the heart that she gave me was not made of a stone. It was sweet and hollow, like a honeycomb. Think I'll wait till the sun sets. See the sunset, see the ensign down, then I'll take the tide wave to my burying of a shine. Thank you.
Mais uma vez as forças que os interesses contra o povo coordenaram, novamente se desencadeiam.
In a few moments we will take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton.
Você que está sozinho aí.
Como é que liga essa porra? Alô?
Entediado com a televisão.
Tem alguém me ouvindo? Tem alguém aí?
A solidão depende de você.
Eu quero saber a sua frequência. Eu quero a onda que me leva até você.
Estão dizendo por aí.
Chegou a mais nova revolucionária forma de acabar. Solidão.
Ficar sozinho é tão clichê.
Você recebe tudo em casa sem sair do seu sofá.
A solidão depende de você.
Nossas contas com benefício é garantido. O novo sincronizador de frequências psicoafetivas funciona 24 horas via satélite. Com toda a comodidade dos 5 canais, telecine, banda larga, GPS, HD e tudo mais o que você precisa.
Todo meu sofrimento com total precisão.
Oh,
The Golden Gate Quartet, the most successful gospel jubilee group of all time, with Gospel Train, recorded at one of John Hammond's seminal From Spirituals to Swing concert, probably in 1938, definitely at Carnegie Hall. Before that, Blues Via Satellita. Tonight's encounter with Graviola, the dazzlingly inventive nine-piece band from Belo Horizonte, Brazil's third largest city. And that is roughly where we call it a day for tonight's Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. But I'm not leaving the building without thanking everyone who's emailed and tweeted in, amongst them Nick, Joan, Joe, Tom and Paul, and of course, Mr. Klieg. Thank you very much. I'm also going to play you this tape piece from Luke Ferrari, which took 9 years of gestation, hesitation and creation. Presque rien, numéro 4, la remontée du village, or almost nothing, number 4, the climb up the village. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Non, là, c'est trop dur.
Non.
On passe par la rue de la télévision.
Rien que des sons.
Que des sons. Des sons.
Des sons.
Rien que des
sons.
Donc des sons tout nus.
Mira comme ça.
L'Italie.
Secondo me è una vita che ci vuole.
La vita è perché quella volta lì gli serviva il suo, no? Che doveva andare in Francia. Oh. Vabbè, allora lasciamo almeno quello di Massimo, perché se in caso.
Ma la vita è un 4,
se in caso devo andare.
Ora arrivo, ora arrivo.
Du vin. Bonjour. Bonjour. Vino.
Vuole con te?
No, no, grazie.
È troppo caldo.
Troppo caldo, eh?
Sì.
Ah,
sì, non, perché se l'Italia
non conserva?
Questi non ce la conservano.
Ah, sì.
Ah, sì.
De... Grazie, buongiorno.
De... J'écris les sujets.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to open tonight, a concert from the 2012 Verbier Summer Festival with the Verbier Festival Orchestra, conducted by the Russian Yuri Temirkanov. And the music's Russian too, Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, the concert ending with a suite from Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake. And opening with Lyadov, who was a student, was so lazy he was expelled from the St. Petersburg Conservatoire. And later on, when Lyadov didn't produce a score for Diaghilev, Diaghilev turned instead to the young Stravinsky for what became The Firebird. This is Lyadov's Kikimora, about an evil child who lives in the mountains with a sorcerer. Lyadov's Kikimora, the Verbier Festival Orchestra, conducted by Yuri Termiakhanov at the 2012 Verbier Festival in Switzerland, one of the more popular of the summer festivals, Verbier being a mountain resort. And at the risk of sounding like a travel agent, if you feel the need to get away from the music, there are special organised walks in the Verbier surroundings. Anyway, the music. Pianist Yuja Wang joins Termiakhanov and the players now for Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.